I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Hey Dude Shoes. This is an ad, but not for your ears, for your feet. Are they listening? Good. Hey Dude Shoes are the squishiest, airiest, lightest go-to shoes you'll ever have the pleasure of introducing your toes to. So light, a butterfly could steal them. So soft, kittens seethe with jealousy. So cushy, your hands will curse your feet for all the love and attention. Toes, you've hit the jackpot of comfy. Hey Dude. Good to go to.
Hello, I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Oh, bit fizzy there, Sally, bit fizzy. I've got socks on my teeth, but what a glorious time to be alive, eh?
What a glorious time to be alive, indeed, in I don't even know what month it is.
I don't
year.
Know.
No, it's May.
Know.
It's May at the moment. Recording in May. Don't know when you're listening, but it's in May.
Yeah.
And I've had a week of travel.
Yes, you
I've
have,
been around. Where have I been? Europe.
Quite
a few places in Europe. Been lovely gigging. What about you, Lou? How's your week?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I bought a car.
Oh, threw that in, didn't you?
Yeah, right. The RIP, the Fiesta.
Oh, but that RIP. Fiesta has stood you well, hasn't it? That you've had that
170,000 miles in a petrol Fiesta. Thank
you
very
much. And always started first time, didn't it? I mean,
always
you can't
started.
Really complain.
She did develop Parkinson's towards the end. She had
she had
the shakes. She had motion difficulty.
When
her
you
alignment
say she,
was off.
What was her name?
Oh, I didn't give her a name. I'm only calling it she because I've been badgered to give my car a name, and I will not name my car because it's an inanimate object.
Mine hasn't got a name. I did
brainwashing.
Have a car called Lucinda, but that was only because an old housemate told me to name it, and it was a Rover. It was a Rover 216. It was with a
Lucinda,
engine. And they said
you don't
it
get
looks like a Lucinda, and I thought,
no,
all right. I'll have a Lucinda. I quite liked it though, because it was an odd, because most people call them Betsy or something, don't they?
And No.
I didn't realise.
Oh, I am. I just don't. No, I don't. I don't agree with it at all. I tell you who else looks like a Lucinda. Garode Farrelly, who we just had a recording with.
Well, just link. That was such a terrible link, but you did it anyway.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I just
he was great. Krabby's ginger beer. Are we allowed to say that? I can't remember. Yes, we've said it.
Yeah.
He was great.
Quite early, I feel quite pissed. Have a listen.
Today on Spit or Swallow podcast, we have Lou Conran.
Hello!
Sally Ann Hayward.
Yay!
And you introduce him.
Oh, the fabulous. I mean, to some, he's called Geroid, he's called Emeroid, but to us, he's called Geroid. There you go.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Oh, do you know, we're great. We're so international that you're actually in a different country. Isn't it amazing?
It's unbelievable. Like, if this was like 100 years ago, we probably would never have met because there was no air travel. Sure, there wasn't. I think I'm right.
I doubt we'd have even been alive at our age because the lifespan was a lot shorter, wasn't it?
We definitely have died at the age of 13.
We would have got TB, sort of, TB,
yeah,
or gout.
TB or cholera, yeah, or something like
cholera,
that.
Cholera, yeah. Syphilis,
syphilis of every available hole in my body. Yeah.
Wonderful. a good time had by all.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd have lived. I'd have fucked. And then I'd have fucked off.
But thankfully, it's 2022 and we've got the internet. That's all we need now, isn't it? And also, I can see you, Gerard. You're in my bedroom, I might add.
Yes, this is Sally. This is Sally's. Yeah. When Sally comes to stay, this is where Sally stays.
And you've got a room everywhere.
I know. I'm like a sailor.
I'm in your bedroom now, house.
I know. And no one's got a room at mine. No one's welcome.
That extra room in people's houses, it's either for Sally or podcasts. That's the way it works. It used to be for the ironing board.
Yes.
But things have changed.
Yeah.
We've got steamers now, haven't we? We've got steamers. Or we just don't buy clothes that need ironing. That's my general motto in life. I think that if anybody asked me for life advice, that would be it. Just make sure you don't need to iron or dry clean. That's always a hassle as well.
Yeah, it's a cult. I think ironing is a cult.
I agree. Anyway, Gerard. Tell us your drink of choice.
My drink of choice is Krabby's ginger beer. There it is. Look, I've poured some out. It's in, I put it in a martini glass.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah. Krabby's served up. The reason I've done that is I've had a martini glass for, I'd say, about 10 years, and I've never, ever used it.
Oh, so now is the time, eh? You didn't even have a margarita or anything. You just went, no, I'm having a Krabby's.
It'll just be
a martini glass.
Krabby's and dust. Because I've got martini glasses now, and they're great dust catchers.
They really are.
And also, you don't drink that much, you know, because the problem is you can't move with them. Like, you can't, like, if you fill them even halfway up and you try to lift them off the table, half of it goes everywhere. So
then I would suggest don't move and just drink.
Drink, yeah. Just slurp from where you sit.
Yeah, because even if when you pour it, it goes down your chin, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it needs to be a margarita, like one of those lovely iced drinks, so that you can almost eat them, don't you, with your teeth out of the glass.
Yeah. It's kind of like serving a drink on a dinner plate.
Yes.
It's as practical as that.
Yes.
Oh, I like
Anyway,
should we have a little sip?
Yeah, I can smell it. It's,
it's very gingery. Yeah. Oh, there's good head on that, Lou.
Thank you. I do pride myself in giving good head. Thank
you. She loves the name Krabby's. They're her friends.
cheers.
Cheers, chin chin.
Gingery.
It's gingery and it's sweet. Yeah.
And it's alcoholic as well. I know.
Delicious. It's got everything going for it.
Oh, hang on. I've got two bottles here.
Oh, what's she got? Have you got a non-alcoholic one as well?
No, I've got the original and a gluten-free one.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What a gift to your bell.
Yes.
I mean, this morning when I woke up at 10:30 exactly and I panicked because I remembered we had to record the podcast and I sent my gentleman caller over to the shops to go and purchase this drink. He's come back a diamond. Look at this.
Oh, what a gem. And there is a raspberry flavour, which is actually quite nice. It's raspberry and ginger. Yeah. It's delicious. I used to drink that when I was younger because I couldn't bear, I could not bear the taste of alcohol. I couldn't bear that kind of chemically taste. But the thing about it is, it's so filled with sugar that you're kind of a bit drunk before you're drunk.
Yeah, you're high, aren't you?
Yeah, you're just like, whoosh, like completely straight up. Because like when I started drinking, I had no sense of scale when I drank.
Hello, join the club.
I just felt drinks were drinks. Yeah. And no matter what they were, it was just one, two, it was all the same. So when I started drinking, I used to drink things that tasted really, really nice, which were either cocktails or Sambuca. Because I liked like the aniseed sort of taste. But I didn't realize it. Like, it was quite a while before somebody actually told me, you're not there to finish the night. Like, you don't just sit and sip Sambuca.
I'll have a pint of Sambuca, please.
And the first time I ever went out with a job, like when I started working, it was my drink of choice was Sambuca. And I remember I had like four of them. I think that was the most I'd ever drank in my life. And I remember thinking, sure, but what harm? Like, they're just tiny little, like, like little teddy bears pint. That's what they were like.
Yeah.
What harm could they do?
Yeah, like a borrower's drink, isn't it? Yeah.
And what harm did they do?
They did a lot of harm. What happened was I was young, just a little baby year old. And I wasn't very fashionable, I wasn't very stylish. And I had, I think I'd been four or maybe five of them. And then I went and I got my hair dyed blonde.
Oh.
What, that just literally after that night?
Yeah, did that night and got the crunchy bit of my ear. Like, this was around maybe 6 o'clock on a Thursday, because I'd had four of them in an hour. And I got like the crunchy bit of my ear pierced. And I came back to the pub after I'd done all that. And the people... that I was with were genuinely horrified. Like, I've never, like, I remember my manager was there and he just looked really concerned.
Wow. Like, some people would go off and like, oh, go steal a car and drive a car into a wall, but you're like, oh no, I think I'll just go get my hair sorted.
I'm going to change my image. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I've always wanted to be blonde, and now's the time.
Yeah, and I went back with like one of those, you know, like when you get your ear pierced,
the gristle.
The little gristle, and like it oozing.
Oh yeah, I had one of those. It used to stink. Yeah. Anyway, horrible.
No. I remember once actually, and I may have said this before on the podcast, but I remember when I was in Australia in the 90s, and my friend Kate, and she found out her sister had a baby, and we were all drunk, and she said she was now an auntie, and we all celebrated by going and getting our ears pierced. So we all sat three people in a row, and had I had an extra one done on my left ear. I think they had. I had two extra. Because this is a long time ago, but I used to really like the character Karen in Brookside back in the 80s, and she had all rings up her ear. So yeah, we sat in a row, and then the next day, because we were all in agony, of course, as you would have been, we all sobered up, and the next day, then Kate said to me, I just had to lay, like, you know, flat out on my side. But we celebrated. I've never met the girl, but I'd like to find out who she is, because and let her know that I celebrated her birth by having extra piercings in my ears.
Like the next day after I got that done, I think it was like the first time I'd ever been like properly hammered, and I didn't understand it, like, because I just was thinking to myself, like, oh, I must have really wanted to get this done.
Yes.
But it looks awful. Like, it was
did
my
it?
First...
Oh, did it look horrible?
Oh, it was horrible. Like, I mean, I looked like, do you remember when we were kids, there was like the big yellow teapot? Do you remember? It was like the toy. It was like a little house where everybody lived.
Oh, yes.
And it was that colour.
Oh no, brassy.
Very brassy, yeah.
But you had it done at a hairdresser as well, and they still did it like that.
And it was loads of money as well. I just went in, like, you know, I was 20 years of age, first credit card, free money.
Stinking of booze.
Yeah.
Stinking of booze.
Surely
they saw you coming, but they smelt you coming, didn't they?
I mean, it was...
I think that's terrible of them, because surely a hairdresser would go, well, look, you're dark haired, so this is going to take a while.
Mm.
And really the yellow, I mean, maybe they said we need to make it yellow and then you just got to wait a bit and then we'll go blonde. But you didn't hear all that. You were like, now.
No, I was just saying, that's fine. Look at it. It's gorgeous.
I was in, I've probably told this before, but when I lived in Brighton, went to the hairdressers and they plied me full of rosé.
during my session. And then I went in and it'd taken me months to grow my hair all out, and I'd had white hair and it, oh my God. And all I wanted was a nice sort of trim and a tidy up. And a bottle of rosé later, I left with half the side of my head shaved off.
No.
Yeah. And this side, the left-hand side, sort of like cut in a kind of a really sharp point, but with, I was pissed and I only had half of my hair left. That's
so that's what they do, because it's always odd that they offer you booze when
yes,
you go in,
but
it?
Me being me is like, oh yeah, I'll have a glass at 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Yeah. I will. I paid them a tip and I left and I walked around the corner.
Mashed.
And yeah, and I burst into tears because I caught sight of myself in a shop window.
And also, oh, that's no. A sort of haircut that you that will only look good when a hairdresser does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously
yeah.
The shave bit you can just get on with. But the point, you've yeah. got to do it properly every time.
Yeah. And then I worked in a really sort of really strict sort of corporate company. And then I was like, I don't know what to do about this. So I then went to work on the Monday and I gave myself a comb over with the long bit. I just sort yeah. of combed it over to try nice. And even it off. And people were coming to my desk at work going, oh hi Lou, we're just oh God, have you got the piece of paper for the Obi-Wan Kenobi da-da-da? And I was like no, but it was just like more and more people coming. And then eventually my mate Stuart came over and he went, oh, I just came to have a look, the same as everybody else. Oh, that's horrendous.
Yeah. Awful. No.
But that's what yeah. they do. I think when some if they offer you booze in a hairdresser's, I think that is their way of saying the good ones aren't working today.
Yes. Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. Yes, and you'll be too drunk, and then we've got your money. You've gone.
Yeah, yeah, you're done.
Evil.
I know.
Did actually, Garo, tell me, did you keep the job with your orange hair and your gristly ring?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
gristly it was.
my gristly ring. It was. Yeah, I did keep the job, but it was kind of like it was orange in patches. But I did go back the next day, and then they cut like bits of it out.
Oh my God! Oh,
yeah, which so it kind of looked like I had mange, basically.
Yeah. Like when you set fire to a rug in your living room, and then you sort that's of try and yeah. cut the bits out and try and make it look better.
Yeah, my hair looked like it was burnt and put out with a shovel, essentially.
So you just had to be patient and grow it out. And then what about the ring? What about the earring? Have you still got that?
I kept that for years. And then because it used to have a ring in it, which I thought was really cool. But the problem is when you brush your hair, it gets caught. Like I never got used to having a ring up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's gone.
But I still have the grizzle. Next time I see either of it, you're more than welcome to feel my grizzly ring.
Oh, you can feel my gristle as well. I've got one that's a bit nobbly. Yeah. So, Garo, so you sort of trained quite.
Can I just say that's something for us all to look forward to?
Oh God, feel our bits of gristle.
The sooner the better.
You trained on Sambuca then, so you were quite early into your shots. What was the very first alcoholic beverage that you consumed?
The first
and
alcoholic.
How old were you?
I was 19. Believe it or not,
quite a
19.
Late starter.
Very late starter because I felt it was the devil. That's what I was, you know, told.
Right. Yeah.
And I had a peach snap. Peach snaps and orange.
Oh, lovely. Like a sex yeah. on the beach, a bit of a sex on the beach or whatever they're called.
And it was my friend in college and said, you know, oh, try this. Of course you should drink. Like, you're over 18. Drink. So he bought me a peach snaps and orange. And then I felt very guilty. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going over to the dark side. And I went in to do a wee. And while I was in doing a wee, I heard a couple in a cubicle, and the girl was saying, God, I hope I don't get pregnant. And I thought, this is the life you're opening yourself up to, girl.
Oh, you could have got pregnant. You could have
got pregnant. I was going to get pregnant. That's yeah. it. The one way ticket to pregnancy. Just like mummy said.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And what did you, just panic and think, oh my God, this is awful. I can't be in this world.
No, I went out and I nursed it. I was like Emily Bishop. I nursed it for the whole evening. I had one peach schnapps and orange, and I was was terrified of what it would
become. And then did you go to confession the next day?
Yes, confess
your sins. I did. I went into the church, straight into the portaloo and told the priest.
Well, then, of course, then that's fine. You go and say your confession and then you can get back drinking, can't you? As long as you confess your guilt, then it's
fine.
And
the priest was smashed as well,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Communion wine.
I
was very popular in the local church, actually.
Were you?
I used to read at Mass.
You used to read what?
At Mass.
What's that?
It's Mass. What's that? That's very on brand for you, really, Leo.
We've really got to go back now and explain. It's a Bible, Lou.
Right. Okay.
I'd love to see Lou in church.
So would I, Lou. Yeah. The next time you're in Ireland, you have to come to an Irish Mass.
Oh, no. Do they go on for Jesus. Hours, Garage? Do they go
They go on for about an hour. Yeah, about
an hour. That's already into hour.
Yeah. Every so often, though, there'll be a new priest.
Oh, who's trying to prove himself or herself.
Oh, yeah, and they're in and out in 35 minutes.
I went to a Catholic wedding once. Oh, never again. Oh, my God. After that, it made me check. What religion are you? Is it in a church? Oh, God. Up, down, clappy, clappy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. It goes on and on, doesn't it?
And all, like, at the end of the sentences, everyone repeating words. I don't know. Look at me.
Oh, it's you're not allowed up.
Because
we've
got free crisps. Yeah.
You're not allowed up if you're not a Catholic, are you? Oh. If you're not a Catholic, which I'm not, you go up. You're allowed up for the blessing, but you have to let them know you're not a Catholic. Because I don't think you're allowed the why or something. You're not allowed something. If you're not.
Oh, everyone's got their finger up their ass, haven't they?
You have to be very important to get the wine.
Why?
You have to be one of those people that are allowed to give out communion to get the wine. They don't give it to just anyone.
What sort of wine is it?
It's not great wine.
Lou would take her own.
But it's drinkable. It's drinkable.
Is it?
What if you tell them, oh, that's horrible, that's not allowed, then you wouldn't get it again, would you?
I presume you're burned to, you know, at the stake in the parish. I mean,
yeah, I see, it goes that far. Yeah, quite.
Yeah, it goes that far. I remember in our church there was plenty of ladies that would polish the brass.
Yeah,
there was a lot of them, and I remember there was one of them who was like, she was very much a gay detector. Like she could spot a gay at 40 paces. And I remember her one time bringing me up to the altar to sit on the chair. So you'd love to be a priest. You'd love to be a priest, wouldn't you? Doesn't that feel lovely sitting up there? Because that's where they do. They hide you. They hide you in the priesthood.
Oh, do they? Well, yeah.
And I did like the throne, I have to say, but I prefer Willie's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she took you up to the bit at the front of the church or whatever it is, and then just sort of doused you in holy water to cleanse you of the devil.
That would have been, at least that would have been effort. I would have preferred the direct route rather than like the passive aggressive, have a lovely thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like on a mission to, you know, to hide, well, like you said, to hide the gaze.
Hide the gaze, yeah. That was her superpower.
Yes. She was like, Innie, here he comes with his dress.
Yeah. And she used to have like this big, I always remember she was kind of shaped like a barrel and she had like this blue coat. So she just used to like cruise around like a Dalek.
Coming underneath you, beep, beep,
homosexual.
Oh, in the meantime, she's stealing all the wine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. She's. Oh my God, I wonder if she was on commission to recruit as well to bring.
I'd say so. I mean, there's money, you know.
Like a trafficking organisation.
Yes, trafficking, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gay trafficking in the church.
And you've actually made a really good point because she was always the one that used to take the basket.
Oh.
She was always the one that would get it at the end and pour it in. The other way, they'd pour the money into a bigger basket. Where did the basket go?
What does the money pay for? The wine?
I think the wine, yeah. I think
they always say it's for the
upkeep of the church.
They always say it's for the roof, don't they? Or the new loo they're building.
There was always a toilet out of order, so you knew that the collection was necessary. Yeah. Nobody wants to be short-taken.
Oh, well, I'm never going to church ever again, because if I can't have a wee at the boring bits, then there's no point, is there? Yeah. No, well, I'd be there for an hour, wouldn't I?
My village had just built a toilet. That's why I knew that. The village I grew up in, my mum said, they built a loo at the church now.
Fancy.
Yeah, they actually used the money. Obviously, the vicar there was putting the money to the actual use they were promising.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, it's a beautiful church. You can't help. It's a Norman church or something. It is stunning. You do go, this is a beautiful... I do love a church, I have to say.
Yeah, same.
They are beautiful, aren't they? The old ones. I mean, not the new ones. I could give them to, you know, the modern ones. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
the old ones. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, the old ones are gorgeous. The new ones with the webcams, I'm not into them.
Oh, and apparently in America, they have like cash machines in them.
What?
Apparently. Yeah, somebody told me that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like an ATM?
Get some money. I'm saying that. I've got no proof, but somebody told me that once. I know. We haven't got any cash for the collection. Oh, there's an ATM over there, apparently.
Wow. Or just the priest coming out with one of those little...
They've probably got an iZettle or whatever they're called.
Yeah, tappy thing.
Set to £10.
Garode, you went to college, did you?
I did. I went to college.
And what did you study? And were you a pisshead at college?
No, I wasn't a pisshead at college. I was very...
very pure.
Very quiet at college. I never said a word to anyone. I went to... I studied business studies for 3 years. And I was shy. Like, really boring. And then I dropped out. And then years later, I went back and I studied theatre. And I emerged.
Yeah. You found your tribe, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Gone are the balance sheets.
Like a phoenix from the flames.
Yeah.
Here he is. Absolutely. Ta-da!
There he came up through the trapdoor of the theatre.
Absolutely. Yeah. Into the dry ice, and I found myself.
Oh. With a little sort of De Monte Swarovski crystal in your bit of gristle on your ear. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. I found the boards. I was so quiet, actually, at college. It was bizarre. It's only when I look back now, and every so often I'll meet somebody from that time. It's like,
oh,
wow. I was a different person. And I remember I met someone recently in Edinburgh that I was in college with, and she said, do you remember that when my boyfriend broke up with me, you came to Celine Dion with me? And I completely forgot about it.
Oh.
That's the sort of reliable college gay I was.
Oh,
I
mean, you're such a stereotype.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so lovely.
I grab the box and I take it.
Yeah. Oh, well done, you.
Yeah. What?
Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Hang it up, Bob.
I was hoping that you'd have some sort of disgraceful kind of stories of you sort of like, I don't know, rolling around, like, I don't know what the equivalent of Canal Street is in Dublin. You know, just
Lou's
sort of...
always wants stories to make her feel a little bit better about her life.
Well, yes. Okay.
Garode, if you could just...
Yes.
It was more later in life, I think, that I started to go.
Oh, good. Like, don't let me down.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I used to get these incredible hangovers, and I do remember one time when I used to go out with some of my friends, and we would all go like to like a gay bar, and we'd all have a nice time, and then we'd all leave. But I used to be a quiet drunk.
Oh.
But you know, so I was quiet. I was the sneaky one. I wasn't always the loud one shouting about things. But I would then just do something really, really weird. Like I would. I do remember one time in Eddie Rockets. Do you have Eddie Rockets in England?
No, I don't know.
Oh, no, you're missing out. It's like an American diner sort of place. And I remember once I used to like steal the straws, like the straws.
You bad boy.
Yeah, bad boy. That's the way I roll. And then wake up the next morning with the straw thing beside me in the bed. And it was like, to me, that was just the worst thing you've ever done. I would feel the shame I would feel. And apparently it runs in my family, because my sister, she steals bigger things.
Yeah.
Like actual, like bigger things. Like at my 30th. My 30th birthday, she stole a stool from the pub, where the pub was. And she does it by like misdirection. And it's fascinating to watch. What she does is she starts to shout at the bouncer when they're trying to throw you out.
Right.
So they will say, right now, please, everyone, if you know homes to go to. And then she will start shouting at them, going, the last thing anybody needs is you shouting at them at the end of the night. And then while she's shouting and being aggressive with them, she's actually walking out with the stool. And I saw it happen and I've never... It's incredible. It's like Paul Daniels. Paul Daniels would be proud.
Or was... Dynamo for younger listeners.
Yeah. So she just distracts them with herself as well.
Yes. And what she did after that, which was, again, there was too many people in the taxi, and she convinced the taxi driver to let her hold the stool out the window.
No.
Yes. When they drove back to her apartment.
Was the stool not, was she pleased with, does she still have the stool? Was she pleased?
She still has the stool.
Oh, yeah. it was clearly a good
driving down the road, knocking sight.
Yes, with the stool. It was spectacular to see.
How does she, mind you, I sort of get the impression that Irish taxi drivers are just like, oh yeah, go on then. I don't know why. That's a huge stereotype.
Because they're all pissed and they don't care.
They're all a bit like, yeah, yeah.
She's the sort of drunk that you wouldn't cross. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, one of those. Yeah. You know, it's just like, you don't cross her. She's shouting.
Let her have the stool. Let her take the stool.
It's easier for her to have
Give her the bar. Give her the bar if she wants it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just easier. Life's too short to argue with the girl about the stool.
Well, when we were all living at home, though, one of the things that she used to do was, there was a trend on our street for a rockery.
I haven't heard that word for a while now.
A rockery, yeah, I know. And there was a couple of houses that would have like these like very fancy rockeries with little statues and little little cement gnomes. Yeah. And my sister would rob the gnomes and she would take them home and she would put them in our garden.
Brilliant.
You read about people like this.
I know.
Because they start sending postcards to the houses, don't they? Pretending they're from the gnomes.
Yeah.
Just to do that.
That's genius. We never did that in our house. What used to happen was, though, my mother would wake up and look out in the garden and there would be a gnome. And she would have to walk around to put it back before anyone saw it.
Wow. God. Isn't life brilliant?
You know, I think gnomes are going to come back into fashion, aren't they? Or maybe they have already and I've missed out, but they're quite cute, aren't they? But some people have... Did they used to have that on your street? People with hundreds of gnomes? Mm.
Lots of gnomes. And there was a house as well that had a cuckoo clock in the rockery.
Oh.
Or a little gnome fishing. There's a house in Froome. I walked past, I had to go back and look. They had loads of dolls in the garden.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was quite odd. Dolls' heads on a wall.
Very odd. I think the oddest thing that you can have, like, unless it's a Barbie or one of those like brand name dolls, is a doll. Like a room. Mm. Filled, like my partner, his mother has a spare room filled with dolls.
No,
like,
that's not right. I went to there's a cafe down the road from here that does like seances and you can do like life regression. And all the way through the cafe is like all these China dolls. And the owner of the shop broke her leg because one of the dolls pushed her down the stairs.
Even you would query that, wouldn't you?
And nothing to do with the fact she was holding a tray of scones and cups of tea.
One of those darn dolls.
One of the dolls pushed her down the stairs. Bad Rosemary! What are you doing?
Oh, I love her. When I come and visit, can we go to that cafe?
Oh, it's shut down now. I think that was the doll's fault as well.
The dolls. The dolls were very unhygienic. They weren't cleaning the bath themselves.
Yeah, they were just... But the customer service was appalling because people just kept being pushed and falling over all the time.
And also the dolls weren't getting up and serving, were they?
No, they were really not earning
their weight. Like the barrel lady in the church.
I have to say, I'm always very fascinated by people that are involved in, the dark arts.
Board. I've got a Ouija board.
Do you have a Ouija board?
Yeah.
She loves it. She loves it, Garode.
Who have you been on to?
Well, Celine Dion. Oh, she's not dead. Who have I been on to? We've done it a few times in this house. And I can honestly say the only person we've connected with is Mr. Shiraz and
Mrs. Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes. Mr. Gordon played a very large part. Yes. And a man called Jack Daniels.
Oh, did he come?
Lovely man.
Very sweet.
Always the life of the party.
Very sweet.
Never Mr. and Mrs. Champagne, though, do they not?
No.
Not yet. Lou, we have a drunk story, don't we?
Yes.
What we ask Road is our listeners, we ask them to send us their drunk stories, and we have
yes.
one. This makes us all feel better.
I have.
Ourselves.
Here we go.
I do have actually a recent drunk story.
Oh, quickly tell us.
Oh, yes.
I do have a recent one. A couple of years ago in Ireland, there was two Irish celebrities that fell out. One was the Eurovision winner, the other was the Queen of Panto.
Oh, have we got a guess, or are you allowed to name them?
Oh, I can name them. Twink and Linda Martin. You won't know either of them.
Queen of Panto, I want that title.
But they fell out very publicly and they did a big row. And then I was at an awards thing where I got a little bit drunk on free booze. Right. And I went into the room where they were having the dinner, and they were seated obviously at opposite ends of the table.
Love it.
Oh, no.
And I swapped the places so they'd be sitting beside each other.
No, brilliant.
Because I thought, this is my job. This is like a Eurovision winner and a Panto queen. Surely, like, you know, a gay should fix that.
Yes.
That's my job.
It's like mission work.
Yes.
And one of them went in and sat down. And then the other one went over, asked where the seat was pointed to it, and then she walked out.
Oh, you ruined that person's night. Oh my God.
Do they know? I mean,
no, I felt off. No, they don't. No.
Well, they do now.
They do now.
You told that so well that I was gripped.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though you don't know either of them.
No, but it doesn't matter, does it? Right. I found this drunk story. So here we go. Forgive the pronunciations, because there's names in here. A name. This is from a lady called, I presume she's a lady, we will never know, Zoe from Stevenage. Oh, well, she's not a lady then, if she's from Stevenage. Sorry, I'm allowed to say that. A family there. And I was born there, but never mind. Hello, Spit or Swallow. My drunk story isn't about me directly. Oh, Zoe. But about my two teachers at a school disco when I was 12. Mr. and Mrs. organised our Christmas disco and 5p record club. It was the last day of school before we broke up for Christmas. And Mr. and kept a bottle of whiskey in his stationery cupboard that we all knew about. But on this day, he had drunk half of the bottle before the disco, which was due to start at 2 p.m. He turned up at the disco half cut and played Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood about 8 times, and then he disappeared. We found him snogging Mrs. in the staff room when he'd gone missing, and we hadn't had any music to dance to for about 45 minutes. So Wayne, full name, decided to climb the A-frame in the gym, fell off and broke his arm, and there was no one around to deal with it. Unfortunately for Mr. and Mrs. we all saw them kissing, because as a year group, we all ran amok around the school looking for them, and the lollipop lady had to come and deal with Wayne while Mr. tried to return his dignity, and Mrs. went home with her waiting husband. Love the pod, Zoe from Stevenage.
Oh, so much to unpack.
The carnage.
Relax wasn't allowed to be played on the radio, was it, by Frankie Goes to Hollywood? So already a sin for playing it at a disc.
He was out of control.
Yes, he was.
Eight times.
It's so sad when you look back at like those days that we didn't have camera phones. Because can you imagine?
Sad. I'm so pleased.
Oh my God. But that would be like, I mean, if you had footage of that, that's an 8-part Netflix show.
Yes.
And I would watch that.
And also he would have been, well, they would both would have been sacked, I suppose, wouldn't they now?
Well, with that, I don't know whether they would have been.
They would now.
I think they're just,
do you think?
No, they would now, yeah. But back then, they probably were like, oh dear, oh, Mr. Teacher getting his end away with somebody else that he shouldn't have been. Oh, well,
then,
he'd have probably just got a pat on the back.
And also he would have driven home without a seatbelt on, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would have.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in school, we went on a trip to Switzerland. You know, like you go on the ferry and the bus.
Yeah.
And all we went with, I think there was four teachers, and they went bananas. Like they went, they went absolutely, like they went on a bender for the whole holiday. At one point, it was a bad crossing, and on the ferry, and we found our Irish language teacher passed out outside the duty free with coats piled on top of him.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. This was the person supervising.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. And it was the teachers that wrecked the hotel. Like the teacher's room was destroyed.
So they totally went for it. They're like, we're away. Sod the kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we were the kids. They need to cop on. They need to cop on.
Yes.
Yeah, but like having that responsibility of looking after 30 children that aren't yours when you're when there's booze and there's just, you know, a good time to be had. Yeah. Get on with it, innit?
Yeah. I think it was the days where nobody really cared about kids.
Yeah.
Like if we went with 30, if we come back with 30-ish, there or thereabouts, it'll be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nobody cares the longer effects on these children. Nobody cared about the longer effects on the children. I don't know if they do now. I'd like, you know, I don't really know if they do.
We need to do a cocktail for...
Oh, the listener.
Yes, for the listener.
And for Garaud. What we do is we think about, we name a cocktail after our listener, Garaud. And we do one for you as well. And also, I'll just quickly say a little shout out to our Patreon as well, because we've
got one, just the one.
Yeah, we've got a lovely, we give them a little shout out. Join our Patreon. You can Google Spittleswallow Podcast Patreon, because I don't have the link to hand. Gemma Jones, hello. Welcome to Patreon. Thank you for joining us. You get lots of little treats as well if you join us.
Oh, lucky Gemma.
So a cocktail for the listener.
School. So it's got Christmas, it's got whiskey, it's got relax, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
What can we put in it? Well, we've got to put some Jack Daniels also. Oh, no, was it just whiskey, not Jack Daniels?
Just said whiskey, yeah. Whiskey.
Whiskey with a little... Well, what about a whiskey with a kids? Because it was at a school, like a hooch or something like that in it. Yeah.
Yes, whiskey and hooch.
Yeah. Just whiskey and hooch. I mean, I don't know what flavour, because I can't remember, but what about a pineapple? I don't know. Pineapple, I feel like relax is quite a holiday song. So.
Let's have a
pineapple. Oh, no, I was going to say a pineapple ring with an earring in it, just round the top, just sort of like a jewel, just round the edge. But that you can have that as well, Garaud. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. So, whiskey.
What would we call them? Whiskey pineapple hooch? What would we call it? Relax, maybe.
Yeah, just relax. Frankie Goes to Stevenage,
There we go.
The glamour.
I'll have two Frankie Goes to Stevenages, please. Lovely. Great.
You only go to Stevenage once.
I do like a Christmas drink. I'm a big fan. It's really unfortunate because the only drink that I get aggressive when I drink it is eggnog.
What is eggnog? What's
that? Yeah, I don't know why.
It's an Africa, isn't it, eggnog?
Is that what it is?
You make it with eggs, like you whip up egg yolks and egg whites, and then you mix it with I think it's dark rum.
I'm completely wrong.
And
okay.
Milk and the problem is we always have it on Christmas Eve.
And then
I have like three of them, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you don't love me.
So
it's a terrible start to Christmas.
Christmas is already emotionally charged, anyway.
I know. Yeah.
Without the added effects of eggnog, of all the names as well. Oh, he's a bit on the eggnog again. Doesn't have to like that. It's not like your sister with the stool and the aggressive bear.
No.
Shouting at people, feel my bit of gristle. Feel it.
Feel my pain.
What does Garaud's cocktail have in it then? Well, it's got to be
let's have a think. Oh, well, it's got to be something to do with communion. We'll have some communion wine in there, surely.
Yeah.
I want it to be in a martini glass with a bit of dust in it as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Can we call it holy water? Is that like illegal to say that?
No, you should say that, definitely.
We call it holy water. Holy water.
Just but I mean, if you ever come here, they'll probably put you in prison for about 5 years.
Okay, I understand.
The dust, I think the dust at the bottom should be some sort of like icing sugar or something like that, something nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And then or that Prosecco shimmer.
Yeah,
you put it through your. Yeah, we've got some of that.
Of course, you have.
What is it? I say, yeah. I went yes. If I knew, then
I wanted to bring it in, and I forgot it.
What did you do with it?
You put it into your Prosecco, and it looks like there's glitter in your Prosecco.
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna get some. Oh yeah.
So I drank shitloads of that once, and then was hoping that
you're gonna have sparkly poos.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Oh. No,
just have the shit.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's... we've got to have Sambuca in it, hasn't it? Because what you trained on.
But what have you got? Sambuca. What was your first drink again?
Peach snaps.
Peach snaps with orange. Oh, that's quite nice.
And then you could put the Sambuca in that, maybe.
What, in the glass? Like a...
Yeah. Bunging a load of your glitter.
This is disgusting at the moment. Just so you know, we've got icing, you know, we've got the Prosecco shimmer, we've got red communion wine, but maybe we'll leave that out. Perhaps we don't have the communion wine.
Have that as a shot afterwards.
But if
I'm going to make this and I'm going to have it. And then I'll tell you the results.
All right, great.
So should we put an egg in it and whip it up for so?
Yeah, let's put it out. We could put a Cadbury's chocolate egg in it.
Oh, on the side.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah.
On the side. Oh, maybe we serve it in a... Oh, no, we've got the martini glass. We were going to serve it in an egg. No, we're serving the martini glass with a bit of Prosecco shimmer. What have we got again? A bit of... Forgotten already.
Sambuca, peach. Sambuca,
peach snaps, orange.
Yeah, red wine chaser.
What are we going to call it? Oh, you already said, didn't you?
Holy water.
Holy water. That's just genius.
Yeah.
I'll have three holy waters, please. Yeah, I like that.
You have to drink it with your eyes closed as if you're receiving the blood of Christ or the bread of...
Yes, that's Greg's exactly it. When you drink it, you have to say blood of Christ, blood of Christ.
Yeah. I think I'll just pretend that I'm Catholic.
Holy baby. I'll go to hell, aren't I? Listen,
you can repent on your deathbed.
Oh, fuck it. I'll burn me. I like being warm. I've got a penultimate question for you.
Burn me, I like being warm. We just breezed over that. I felt it needed just to discuss. Anyway, come on, ask the question.
Road. You've got a spittoon in front of you. Yeah, you actually looked. You actually looked.
What didn't I bring?
It's full of glitter.
You didn't read the email properly, did you, Grode?
You've got a spittoon in front of you, and it's got like the shrapnel of somebody's, like, they've spat their drinks in it, you know, like proper.
Okay.
I think I know who you're going to choose. Oh, I don't know. Let me think. Go on. Anyway, sorry.
Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about Garode, though, is I think he's got a lot to choose between.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many.
As in celebrities?
Anybody.
No, anybody.
But not your partner.
Not your partner. Or your
cat. Oh, God, no. No, that's no.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, no. I was thinking Chesney Hawks.
Oh! Well, he's the one and only, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chesney Hawks, he just immediately came to, like, I think somewhere I've had a deep need to drink Chesney Hawks and spittoons since I was a child, because it popped into my head as soon as he said, I think, like, yeah, Chesney Hawks.
Yeah, he's a very good-looking man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He looks very. I don't know if he still looks very fresh. He always did.
He does.
Does he still look very fresh? Yeah.
Ageless, the man. Ageless.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it'd be all LA-y, wouldn't it? So it probably wouldn't be that boozy. It'd probably have algae, green algae, and spirulina and stuff.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And a little aftertaste of mint.
I'd say
he's very clean teeth all of the time.
I just put my tongue over my teeth then, thinking about it.
That's what Chesney Hawks does. definitely.
I thought you were going to say one of the Shakespeare sisters. That's what I thought you were going to say. But all of Bananarama. So that's why I think there's so many.
Not at all. No, Chesney Hawks. I think that Chesney, he looks like his mouth is a sacred place. Like, I'd say it's very well kept. Anything that goes into it would come out more or less the same.
So I bet if that lady in the church had said to you, "It's nice sitting here in Chesney Hawks's mouth," you may well have been a priest. The throne wasn't enough.
Choose the throne or Chesney Hawks's mouth.
Yes. Oh, great. And now we have to decide whether or not the crab is ginger ale. And Lou, have you tried both? Gluten-free and gluten with it?
I haven't, no. I'm against gluten-free.
even though she has IBS, she will not touch it.
I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm really glad we're talking. I once actually had someone give out to me because I made a joke about gluten-free. And they said to me on Twitter, "People with food allergies have been oppressed for long enough."
Oppressed? Oh, now they're out telling us.
Don't get Sally started.
No, we don't care. I'm happy. I'm sorry for you, but I'm not interested in listening.
All the more for us. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
So, well, is it a spit or a swallow now? That's what we've got to decide.
Well,
I don't think she likes it.
I'm on the fence only because it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Normally I'd have had a whiskey by now for breakfast. So this has messed up my day. I think it's a swallow, you know, it's quite refreshing.
Hey, I'm impressed that you've got like that head on it. It's really nice. Mine is so flat.
I think it's because the glass is dirty.
So, it's not a head. No, it's just filth. That's filth.
It's just filth. It smells a bit farty.
No, that should last as well.
I think that's glass, yeah. That's my gentleman caller farting in the glasses every year.
The fart in the glass is a surprise.
Oh, yeah. It's never a surprise, though, because I always know. And then he makes me feel his gristle, and then that's it. Game over. But I think it is a swallow. I think with a bit of lime in it, maybe, it'd be quite fresh.
Mine is also a swallow, but I probably wouldn't go and buy it necessarily. It's not my drink of choice, but it's a swallow. It's like Lou said, it's fresh, and I would be like, oh. But I sometimes think, because it actually just tastes of non-alcoholic ginger beer as well. It doesn't really taste that alcoholic, does it? I think, oh, it's a shame this doesn't taste of booze. It's a refreshing drink, so it's a swallow from me.
Good. Ooh, happy bloody days.
I'm very excited.
Oh, Garode. Thank you.
For joining us. Thank you. You've been fantastic.
We could have talked to you all day.
Yeah, all day.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I do love your podcast.
Oh, you.
Yeah. When it first came out, I thought, oh my God, this podcast is just for me. I feel like it's made a special.
It is just for you.
I love it.
That's why we waited 18 months to get you on.
It was a long list and we finally got to the end of it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast.
Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The share it with a friend deal, even if that friend is yourself. Your McDonald's, your rules.
Live your best morning with BOGO breakfast sandwiches only on the McDonald's app.
Now buy one bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles or sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and get a second one free. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid one per day. Excludes $1 to $3 menu. Visit McDonald's app for details. Download and registration required. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!